Hello, welcome to Roots Runners Rhizomes, Health and Healing from the Underground. I'm Sarah Faulkner.
And I'm Lauren Jambroni.
Welcome to the show. Today we are in the studio with Alderman Tiffany Garriga. And if everyone wants to call in and join us with a question or comment, we'd really welcome that today. That number, 518-828-0290.
Right. Thank you for coming on the show, Tiffany.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Happy Memorial Day. You marched in the parade earlier today. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. It was a nice day out. It was a lot of people out.
Was that? Nice.
And, you know, the band members of the Hudson High School did a phenomenal job.
Great.
And I forget the woman's name, but she did a speech at the courthouse when the parade ended, and she basically was educating people about how women in particular would disguise themselves as men to fight in the war.
Wow.
And the only way, you know, they knew about their gender was when they unfortunately was killed.
Right.
And they had to check. And that's how they found out that they were women.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That is. That's pretty...
Wow.
It's pretty bad.
And
bad meaning awesome.
Bad. A word we can't say on the air.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I caught myself in the middle of that.
Yeah. And today, we're especially going to be talking to Tiffany about women's issues and women's health issues, so... That's a very good story to hear. Tiffany, can you tell us a little bit? You're an alderman. How long have you been an alderman, and what does that mean, and how did you get chosen to be alderman?
Well, that's a lot of questions at once.
I'll ask them again.
What was the first one?
I threw them all out in case you didn't want to answer any of them. So you're an alderman, and... maybe not everyone in Hudson or everyone who's listening might know what an alderman is or does.
Well, an alderman is a person who is elected by the people to represent that area and to address the concerns and speak to the constituents. So the people elected a certain person because they believe in that person that will address certain issues and will... you know, make sure that the entire council are aware of it and see how we're able to address it.
That's amazing. That's an amazing honor.
Yeah. So you represent the second ward, is that right?
Yes.
And about how many people is that? Do you know? Yeah, who knows?
Well, I mean, originally...
It changes, I'm sure.
The entire population of the city was 13,000. Right now, it's down to 6,400. So,
wow, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. And you said the council, is that the common council that you all...
Yes, the common council, and it's five wards, so you have two aldermans per ward.
Oh, okay.
That represent each area.
Great.
And each ward, excuse me, and you have the common council president, along with the city clerk and the treasurer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor.
Who's your co-alderman?
Abduth Mia.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have to go to, like, a lot of meetings, or is there a common council meeting every so often where you present, you know, the needs of your constituents, or how does that
Absolutely.
Work?
Absolutely. The council, it's broken down to different committees.
Okay.
Which are all open to the public, you know, so as well as your representative, you are more than welcome to come and speak whatever's on your mind, your concerns. You have different committees, so you have like finance committee, you have the police committee, the fire committee, you have the youth and aging committee, public works, so economic and development. So it's all broken down to like the basic issues around the city, and people will either talk to their aldermans on the side, or call them, email them, things of that nature, because they may not have time to come to the meetings.
Right. So they feel comfortable speaking up, right?
And that as well. Yeah. So they expect, you know, the person that they voted for to bring those issues up.
Right.
How long a term do you serve? Is it 2 years?
Everyone serves for 2 years.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
So my term is coming up to an end.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow. When is that?
This year.
Wow. And can you get reelected or?
Yeah. Oh, you can. I'm going to run again.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Great. Good for you. So how much time do you feel like you put into it?
Does
it
put a lot of time into it because, you know, with me personally, I see a lot of a need in the second ward. Mm-hmm. I've been living in the second ward pretty much most of my time living in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been an activist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before the subject of being an alderman was in my mind. So, you know,
sure.
I kind of want to see better things coming out of there. I want to help the people, you know, because I live there. My children live there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it's like. So it's mm-hmm. not like I just came here and say, no, this has to change. You know, I speak about what the people say to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just bring that out, bring it up.
It's awesome.
Awesome. What are some things that you've been working on, whether that's stuff that occurred to you or that your constituents brought up to you? What are some issues you've been working on?
Every time people ask me that question, like, I always get stuck.
too much to work on.
Because it's so much, right?
I've done a lot. I mean, I work with and volunteer with, some community organizations that are here in the city of Hudson for families and children.
Mm-hmm. Great. And do you want to name any of those? Sorry to...
Well, I definitely, you know, work with the Women's Health Project.
Right, we'll talk
about
that.
We'll be asking more about that.
And
yeah.
I've been working with SBK. I've been working with Promise Neighborhood,
and
Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood.
SBK is Staley B. Keith Social Justice Center for folks who don't know that. Yeah.
Yep, and Kites Nest. I just, you know, and now I've been recently voted on. I've been a board member for the United Way for Columbia and Greene County.
Oh, cool.
Great.
So for me as an alderman, I try to, you know, volunteer or collect information from these different organizations and mm-hmm. put that information out there, not just in the second ward, because I go to different restaurants in the mm-hmm. area and ask, can I post this up? And I'll just put it up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and go to the corner stores and ask them to tape it up on their window. So I try to get the information out as much as possible, but particularly for the second ward. So it's mm-hmm. if it's an event coming up,
mm-hmm.
you know, for kids only or for families, mm-hmm. I try to put that out there. I get emails sent to me about job listings. I forward those to different managements, like from Bliss Towers, mm-hmm. the Hudson Terraces, Providence Hall, which is also affiliated with Scholar Court.
Mm-hmm.
And I send all of that out, you know, just so everyone gets the information.
Sure.
And uplift themselves.
Yeah, right on.
Awesome. And then I know that sometimes you do things that just come up, like there were some families that lost in the fire, and you led the drive to get them resourced with stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, just like everyone else, we're always on Facebook, and I've seen that there was a fire. I heard the sirens, but I wasn't quite sure what was going on, but I woke up in the middle of the night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when I woke up in the middle of the night, I was just checking on Facebook to see, you know,
what was going on.
If anybody, because people put that information so quick, you know, out there. Like, so all I knew was a fire and it was families, you know, I didn't hear anybody particularly was hurt, but I just heard that, you know, it was families out of a home.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who the families were exactly. I just knew they needed help. And I just felt something inside. It was like, oh, no. This is a small city. This is a small community. You know, we need to do something. So I just put it out there. Let's help these families, you know, from A to Z, because they lost everything. And next thing I know, it was like, it was wonderful. It was amazing. So many people just came out and was donating so many things.
Yeah.
and the demand was like, give us a list of what else they need. And it was just like, okay, give me a minute. But but it was amazing. Right. And it got to a point where my apartment was so overwhelmed with items that I couldn't even get in. My children and I would have to take turns getting into the apartment. And right after that, I was on the news. And my name was listed as the alderman on the news, and the people that own Sharp Self Storage on Hilly Boulevard, they saw me, they heard about the problem that happened with the unfortunate with the families in the fire, and they reached out to City Hall and they got my number and they called me and they said, we would like to donate some storage units for the families. And I was like, because it was like, yes, you know, I can walk in my apartment, they can still have their things, you know. And awesome. It was three families, so they gave up a unit for each family.
Oh, wow.
And when I told them about my apartment, they said, hey, we'll give you an extra unit just so you can get that stuff out of your apartment, and we'll call it the store. And all three families can go through unit, pick out what they want, and take it to their unit, and it'll be safe.
That's great.
I didn't hear this part of the story. That's amazing.
My goodness. And that was just the most beautiful thing ever. And it happened. Amazing. And the families were grateful. They each had their own key for their unit, so they felt secure.
That's great. Sure.
And there was a bunch of money raised too, right?
Absolutely. And that's when Tiffany Hamilton reached out to me. And she said, I'm pretty sure you're like so overwhelmed right now. I said, you don't even know. And she said, what can I do to help? And I said, what would you want to do? What do you want to do? And she said, you know, there's the GoFundMe is going on right now, you know, everywhere, you know, let's create a page. And I said, okay, do it. Create the page. And wow.
Yeah.
We raised over $12,000. And that was beautiful. It was, you know, the only thing the families had to worry about was just finding an apartment, which was a little bit of a test because, you know, the rents are so high now, it's not too affordable, so we're trying to get that going, you know, some affordable housing. But it took some time, and, you know, we were able to put money on the side for their security and for their first month's rent, and also money on gift cards so they can start buying things that they didn't receive throughout the donations.
Right, right.
You know, so it was beautiful. They were so grateful.
That's amazing.
That's great.
And basically, I think it's just one family. She's just, they're like renovating the apartment, getting it ready for her, and then she's set. But the other two are already in theirs.
That's so great.
So, yeah.
That's great. Wow.
And I forgot all about them.
I remembered.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's great.
And you just mentioned the rising rents in Hudson. Is that a project that you're working on as an alderman or in any organized way yet?
Well,
or just, is that just a concern?
I mean, that was like one of my first things that I put on my list of, you know, as an alderman. Now, I was extremely new. I'm still new because I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was just like fresh out of water. So I was just like, how do I do this? How do I do that? And at that time, it was a building on Warren Street, 202 and 204 Warren Street. And it has been abandoned for some time. And as an older person, older woman, older man, whatever, but as I was elected in my position, I wanted to know, how can I reach out to whoever the person is that owns this property, you know? And I can't remember how exactly it happened, but it was like, boom, bam. Next thing you know, I'm at a meeting with the Galvin Foundation, and I was talking to them, you know, about the buildings, about, you know, it's needed, if they can at least fix it up, because it's not, you know, presentable in the second ward. It doesn't, you know, look too good as far as being an abandoned building. And the Galvin Foundation was extremely, like, grateful, you know, for me to have sat down to meet with them. They were really nice people. And, you know,
That's
they told me, like, well, that was in their plans that they were going to do that. And I was talking to them about affordable homes. And that's what's going on. So
wow,
that was
right on.
something that was, you know, talked about, and I did something as my first project, you know.
That's great.
I spoke with them, and they, it's almost just about done. The two buildings, they were talking about, you know, the percentages of what's affordable and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, they're going to have, be affordable compared to what's out here now.
That's great.
That's yeah. great.
With a storefront at the bottom. So hopefully, oh, cool. you know, with somebody that has a business, it'll particularly benefit the people in the second ward, hopefully. But it's that potential for even the renters who would live upstairs, you know, mm-hmm. as a family and starting mm-hmm. off with a small business.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's amazing. How many units are in those buildings, do you know?
I believe it's 4 apartments.
That's great.
4 2-bedroom apartments.
Great.
That's great.
2 in each building.
Yeah. That's super exciting. Do you see more of that potentially happening, or are there a lot of abandoned buildings in the second ward, or?
Well, not too much in the second ward, yeah. and I don't know who are all the owners yeah. of all the abandoned buildings. I would, you know, I would work with my colleagues on what we need to do to improve the city of Hudson,
mm-hmm.
but that is for those certain aldermen in those wards
sure.
to
mm-hmm.
reach out to, you know, in a positive way, to reach out to right. these landlords or whoever that owns the property to see what they can do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's great.
Because
that
I know
a
lot of property
response.
Has, from what I've been told, you know, these buildings are pretty much old, has been here for a long, long time, and they have asbestos and
mm.
you know, so
lead
those issues
too, right? Yeah.
Those issues has to be addressed first before
right.
any type of work
right.
can, yeah. you know, get done to put people inside.
Right.
Would you be interested in kind of making new legislation too, you know, in some municipalities? Like I know in the Netherlands, it's actually illegal to have a building sit vacant for a very long time. And if the landlord oh. doesn't fill it with tenants, they have to either show a good reason, like, you know, they're remediating asbestos or something, or they have to pay fines, which is revenue for the city.
Oh,
and
wow.
you know, other yeah. municipalities do have, you know, a way to kind of put pressure on landlords, because sometimes, I'm not saying this about anyone in Hudson, but certainly I've seen in other places a landlord will, you know, double the rent, the existing tenants can't afford it, they move out, and then it's vacant for a while, mm-hmm. and then, you know, no, most people say, how does that help anyone? So is there any thought about changing laws, or
absolutely.
Mostly going to...
Absolutely. Uh-huh. That subject has come up to the council among ourselves, you know, plenty of times. So it's just about coming up with the correct language and mm-hmm. showing it to the attorney, the city's attorney, and making sure that everything is
right.
as it should.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can move forward with that.
But you had good luck just going directly to the landlord in this
yeah,
case,
amazing.
So that's great. That's really glad to hear. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Should we ask Tiffany about the Women's Health Project?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to give a little intro to our listeners about the Women's Health Project here
oh,
in
God,
Hudson?
I got a message. Someone
totally.
Is listening to me now.
Oh, tell them to call in.
Call in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys listening, if you have any questions for Tiffany about anything that we're talking about, the number here at the station is 518-828-0290. Okay, Lauren.
Great. So the Women's Health Project is a community-based health promotion initiative focused on the city of Hudson. Its primary purpose is to encourage underserved women to obtain more regular preventive health care services, with a particular focus on reproductive health, including screenings for breast and cervical cancer. The Women's Health Project was initiated in 2009 as a community-based program of the Center for the Elimination of Minority Health Disparities at the University of Albany, with a 5-year research grant from the National Institute for Minority Health and Health Disparities, and is celebrating 6 years in the community. Before we talk about a little bit of what they offer, which you could let us know, Tiffany, how did you come across them for the first time?
Well, the first time I came across the Women's Health Project, it was started off as a pilot program, pilot project, and I was taking my son somewhere for an event, and they had different information. It was a table set up in the lobby of Bliss Towers, and it had variety of pamphlets of, you know, information of STDs, of breast cancer, cervical cancer, how to get checked out, you know, flu shots. It was just a variety of different things, and also it was a big bowl of prophylactics. And I was with my son. I believe he was like 9 or 10 years old, and I was showing him the information. I was telling him, like, you know, like real straight, blunt, hardcore, like, listen, this is what happens when you have unprotected sex, mm-hmm. and this is what, you know, and because they had the pictures, so I was just showing him. Because to me, I feel like, you know, you can talk to your child, but sometimes showing them what it actually looks like can stick in their mind, like, oh, I don't want that. So, so I'm showing him, like, this is what it is, and smart. This means that, do you know what this is? And, you know, and I was asking him, and he would say no, and I said, this means that, and, you know, take this and that, and you need to read it and ask questions. And I noticed it was someone watching me, and as I finished talking with my son, and as we proceeded to walk out the door, I was approached, and I was told, give her a job. Give her a job right now with the Women's Health Project. And I was like, wow, okay. And with that detailed was working at the table with giving out information, making sure that people are aware and actually taking the pamphlets. It also, at that time, they were working with the Women's Health Project, excuse me, with the Planned Parenthood that mm-hmm. was on Fairview. Mm-hmm. And they would create little events that would be like a ladies' night. And we would have little gift bags, mm-hmm. and we would set up appointments, and it was strictly confidential, so the female can make the appointment for whatever is needed, mm-hmm. and we would take them all to Planned Parenthood to get, you know, whatever.
Provide the transportation Absolutely. And everything.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. We would provide the transportation, refreshments, mm-hmm. a gift bag, and just, you know, just showing the ladies that, you know, support of one another and encouraging, mm-hmm. you know, to mm-hmm. take care of yourself, because a lot of times when you are living in an area that is low income, mm-hmm. it's hard for you to get everything that you need, especially if there isn't transportation mm-hmm. available. And it's like, okay, do I buy food or do I take this cab, mm-hmm. you know, over here, you know?
Yeah.
Should I wait to reschedule when I can take, you know, the bus, or, you know, it's all these different barriers that come up. So with a project like the Women's Health Project that comes in and can provide, you know, transportation, not just to their events, but to your own doctor as well.
Yeah.
So they mm-hmm. provide taxi vouchers.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And I'm guessing, too, that there's education even just about, like, how often should you have a checkup, and
Absolutely.
What kinds of checkups should
those education tours happen at their events that they would either have outside of Bliss Towers when mm-hmm. the weather is nice in the park area, which is definitely open to the public, mm-hmm. and or they would have it indoors in a community room, mm-hmm. which they invite other health facilities to have tables with their information, whether it's an office that's giving out free flu shots,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, another office that's promoting, you know, the information for quitting smoking.
Sure.
Just mm-hmm. things of that nature. So we all would have everyone have a table, give out the information, and it's set up to where the people have to go to each table, and each table has a colored marker. So they would color it as the people go to each mm-hmm. table. So at the end of it, we are aware that you went to each and every single table mm-hmm. for information. And at the end of that, we enter you in a raffle. And a raffle is a $25 gift card for ShopRite.
Nice.
Oh, that's great. Nice.
And what was your experience like doing, you know, doing that tabling, doing that work?
It was great. It was just, it's, you know, just to see the people, like, oh, wow, they're giving out this, or, you know, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be, I don't know, how to explain it, but just to be the helper, I guess.
Yeah.
What kinds of health issues have you noticed that people were especially glad to be connected with getting help for? Like you mentioned Planned Parenthood and sexual and reproductive health.
Well, they were going there for just getting overall checked out, mm-hmm. and whatever the doctor seen as a specific need, they would get a referral mm-hmm. to go wherever they need to get checked out. So we've seen a lot of cases with breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
particularly diabetes.
Mm.
You know, I've had people, family members come up to some of us in the Women's Health Project saying, thank you, you know, because if it wasn't for you all, I don't know if my mother would have ever got checked out. And if she did, it probably would have been too late.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just a good feeling just to know that you're able to do that.
Yeah, that's very important. That's very important. I'm looking at the Women's Health Project information. They do something here. It's Peer Health Advocate Initiative. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the peer health advocates is the ladies that sit at the table.
I see.
And give out the information and make sure that the people are aware of the events that's coming forward.
Uh-huh.
Out in the streets, handing out flyers, uh-huh. things of that nature. I set up a Facebook page
mm-hmm.
for the Women's Health Project. And when they have upcoming events, I post the flyers on Facebook and do invites, you know, just so the people that are on social media are aware mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm. How does the Women's Health Project identify partnering organizations, like the people who come and table and offer screenings or just services? If we're healthcare providers, should we be contacting them, or are they just looking for what they need?
Well, what they do is they look for service providers to bridge to with lower income residents.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the project partners include Columbia County Community Healthcare Consortium,
mm-hmm.
Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood at that time when they were here, but they would go to the one in Albany,
mm-hmm.
The Columbia County Department of Health, Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties, the AIDS Council of Northern New York, Operation Unite, and the Hudson River Healthcare Center.
Oh, cool. That's great to know. And how often does Women's Health Project have events? Is it regular, or do you more in the summertime? Or?
Well, it's pretty much all year round, and they do all events maybe like every few months
mm-hmm.
or as needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what I mean by as needed is if we hear a lot of people, you know, calling in or coming to the office, which is located in Bliss Towers on mm-hmm. the second floor, mm-hmm. room 202. And, you know, it goes by, you know, the numbers. If we hear mm-hmm. from a lot of people that feel like, oh, we need certain things or information,
mm-hmm.
then we would set up an event around that. But usually around every few months. The Women's Health Project next event will be a multi-organization community health education event this summer. The date will soon be announced, so you have to check it out on Facebook and look for your flyers. but it'll also be on the website of the University at Albany.
Oh, great.
And what's the Facebook page? Is it
Women's Health Project.
Okay, cool.
That's the best way if someone's listening and they want to get in touch. We can post a link, I guess, on the Roots Runners Rhizomes right. Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Or they can stop by Bliss Towers and that room 202.
Absolutely. Or they can send an email to www.albany.edu/Women's Health Project.
Great.
That's great. And we'll try to put all that up for you guys on the Facebook page, too, mm-hmm. in case you didn't get that written down.
And what about people who identify as guys over there? Is there any, like, men's health project or other services that are geared towards?
And that's a very good question. For a certain amount of years, you know, a lot of men have been asking, what about us? Right, what about us? What about us? And at the time when this project was created, you know, it was mainly focused on women.
Right.
So at the in the beginning stages, it was like, you know, we can give you a referral, but this is basically focused on women, because in the statistics, the numbers were showing that a lot of women weren't getting tested for certain things, mm-hmm. and it was affecting their health and families and things of that nature. So they wanted to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, the men gradually were invited to participate in the events and, you know, getting out that information
mm-hmm.
from other healthcare providers.
Great. That's great. What are some other health-related issues that as aldermen or just as a citizen of Hudson, you'd be excited to see addressed better in Hudson? Like, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Like, we talked a little bit about affordable housing, which is a human right. What about access to healthy food or things like that? Are there any other health issues?
Well, absolutely. Access to healthy food and just food in general. We have a food pantry that runs out of Bliss Towers once a week,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to see, you know, more of that happening. I know SBK is going to have a food pantry running up again. They had one at one point, but I would just like to see that, you know, more of that going on, because sometimes with food pantries, not everyone is getting what they need because the lines are so long.
Mm-hmm.
And if the lines are so long, that's letting you know there is a need.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm guessing, too, some people can't even go wait online because maybe they have a physical disability or they have kids or someone else to care for. Are there any programs you know that deliver things to people who are, say, homebound for some reason?
Well, not off the top of my head to know that any program or organization delivers. I'm sure that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I know I see a food truck, but I don't know if that has to do specifically with Medicaid, but mm-hmm. I see a mm-hmm. food truck that delivers mm-hmm. lunch to people with disabilities
mm-hmm.
or certain senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they would have to sign up through the Department of Social Services.
Mm-hmm. So there's a food pantry at Bliss Towers. Staley B. Keith is going to be running one again. What other things do people have access to in our community?
You have the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
It provides free lunch, hot meal, on a week, Monday through Friday, I believe. And I'm not sure if they still do it, but I know at Camp Hill,
mm-hmm.
they were doing free community vegetarian dinners.
Oh, on Tuesdays.
Oh, on Tuesdays. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's right.
Right.
And isn't there a church, the church on Union?
The Christchurch?
Christchurch.
Yeah, where the farmer's market.
Are they still providing hot meals?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They do. I'm not sure what days of the week,
yeah.
but there's a sign out front there on Union and 4th Street.
Yeah.
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 What are other things that you see in the community that's maybe not here that you'd like to see here?
Well, one thing that I've been told, you know, and asked from the people is some type of water sprinkler in the park. And I've been talking with some of my colleagues and you're thinking about looking for some grants, working on next year.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'll be reelected again so I can mm-hmm. continue working on these projects. But there's a Charles William Park down on Mill Street in mm-hmm. the Second Ward. And it's an open area. It's a beautiful park. But there's not a lot of trees in that area, so it's a lot of sun.
Hot.
And
yeah.
there's a lot of families down there. And I think that would be cool to have a mm-hmm. nice water park, something that I grew up with
mm-hmm.
in New York City mm-hmm. when they have like different like animal shapes made out of clay
mm-hmm.
with water coming out and just mm-hmm. for the kids to, you know, go around each one and just have fun.
Right.
And you see the adults take advantage of it as well.
Right, summertime gets right.
Tomorrow's going to be 88 degrees.
Oh, really?
So we'll be wishing we had that tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's something that I've been working on and with DPW. So that's going to, this summer, it should be turned on probably around the time when schools are out. There's on Promenade Hill. There's a lot of people been coming up to me since I started in 2013 about there used to be a water sprinkler there in the park and they need to turn it back on.
Right.
And I was like, where? And they showed me where and I seen it. So I'm like, okay. And I spoke to Robert Perry from DPW. He said it shouldn't be a problem. I can turn it back on. You know, it's already set up.
That's
so
great.
The project that I'm working on is getting it's a like a catacorner miniature wall there and just having that section like beautified with like a mural. And there's someone that was introduced to me, Dylan Grand, and sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, but I'm hearing he's like really great artist with murals.
Nice.
And my idea for the mural is, you know, let him do his art in something really cool and just have symbols of the different the icons of the different organizations here in the city of Hudson that are helping families, children and families, because a lot of people
That's
know
great.
And a lot of people don't know where they are or what they are.
Sure.
So just by having those symbols on the wall, we'll create some type of conversation with the families who are bringing their children to have fun in the water and the sprinklers. Like, what's that? You know, that's a Promise Neighborhood. Their office is right there on 2nd and Warren Street. They have these type of programs, you know. What's that? That's SVK, right. The Social Justice Center, and they do mentoring and, you know, for this, you know. And just create those conversations and have people coming to these offices and signing up their children or volunteering themselves and getting involved.
That's a really great idea.
As well as the whale or the Hudson symbol.
Right, right. That's awesome. That'll be beautiful.
That's great.
Well, shout out to Dylan.
Right.
And let's give a shout out to some of those organizations again. And I'm wondering if folks ever want each of these institutions, organizations will... Staley B. Keith does public events, but I'm not sure. Does Promise Neighborhood do public events where if the folks listening want to learn more about them, or can they just stop by the office? Or
absolutely. They just had a recent event that was extremely successful, which would be our third community cleanup day.
Oh, that's right.
And
yes.
And they had, it was open to the public. It was about cleaning up your community. It was last weekend, I believe, and it was about over 200 people that showed up.
Amazing.
Had the daycare center
That's
helping,
great.
And they had t-shirts, you know, that says, you know, springtime cleaning your community.
Nice.
Had apple cider donuts and apple cider. And,
nice.
You know, it was amazing because you see each year it grows, and each year you see more and more people who care about their community, who actually care about where they live and want to see it clean. And they collected a lot of garbage.
Wow.
That's great.
Which is the goal.
What's one of the best ways for folks living in Hudson who, what are some of the ways that you said that you outreach again? You put up flyers and in some of the corner stores and groceries and restaurants. Is
and
that right?
Forward emails to different the housing complex that
right.
are
okay.
in the second ward, which is the Hudson Terraces, West Towers, Scholar Court,
okay.
which I do through Providence Hall.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook page like as an alderman or no?
Well, my Facebook page is my name.
Okay.
And people
yeah, yeah.
just request me. Through
right
there.
On.
But as you know, you was asking me before, like, you know, how do I get the word out as an
yeah.
alderman? And the second ward is pretty big, and I literally go out knocking door to
right.
door to
oh,
door
yeah.
to door to door to door to door. And, you know, I don't mind it at all. You know, it's about because if you don't know, how would you know? Right?
Right.
So
right.
I don't mind at all getting that information out and just so everyone is aware.
Do your kids ever come with you, or how do they feel about you?
Oh, absolutely. They have to do everything that I do.
Do they
help? I'm not that type of mom to say, oh, stay home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. I have my, you know, I take my kids sometimes. I don't bring them all the time because they feel like, you know, they're young, so it's like, it's boring.
Sure.
I bring them to City Hall once in a while. I've taken my kids protesting.
Great.
Here in the streets of Hudson, as well as Washington, D.C. I have my children passed out flyers, like recently.
Wow.
With SBK and the Hudson Forward Group. We did a showing of the movie Selma in Bliss Towers just to get people aware and have them register to vote.
Cool. How'd that go?
Excellent.
Nice. Great.
It was, we went through about 9 boxes of pizza. We had a full crowd. It was great. We even had some people register and vote.
Right.
So it was great.
And how did you first get into activism and community organizing? Because that was before you came up here to Hudson, right? What?
Well, just being in New York City, you know, the city, New York City is so big.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pretty much everything out there, you know,
right,
for you to be inquisitive about. Like when I was a little girl, you know, my grandmother would take me around and show me different things, you know. So, for example, I mentioned this before on air. You would hear these people talking, the Israelites, you know, and I would listen to what they're talking about. Then I would go over with my grandmother to someplace else, and you hear other people protesting. And I was always want to know, what are they talking about? What's going on?
That's,
you know,
awesome.
And my grandmother would tell me,
that's,
oh,
awesome,
they're protesting about this. Oh, they want that. And I would say, well, let's go over there. And she would say, you go. I'll stand right here and watch you. And I would go. As a little girl, I would go.
That's,
and
awesome,
that just, you know, it just made me feel, you know, like something, I want to be a part of this. And then just growing up and watching certain movies, you know,
sure,
like Spike Lee, he's very inspiring.
Yeah.
And that movie, you know, like the song Fight the Power, like that, it just stayed in my head. And I know Vern, he's listening, he's probably going to laugh at me because...
Do you want to get him on?
We do have a caller on the line.
I quote Spike Lee, wake up! You want the people to wake up.
Vern, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
hey,
hi.
Thanks for calling. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You guys are doing a great job.
Oh, right on. Tell us who you are again so everyone can hear.
This is Big Vern from Barbershop Talks and the Wednesday afternoon show, 4 to 6 every Wednesday.
Right on. And when's Barbershop Talks?
It is the first Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday, which is this Wednesday.
Right on.
Every month at 2 o'clock.
Say what time? Sorry.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Sweet.
I am calling because I am a Tiffany fan. She knows that. She's like my little sister. And I missed her yesterday on the radio, and I just wanted to make sure everything was okay because I'm glad you guys have her on today, but I'm used to hearing her Sunday morning, and I was wondering if everything was all right.
Well, today is Monday, and I'm on the Roots.
Yeah.
And they asked me to come on. They wanted me to talk about certain things, and I'm here. I always represent my community. I love my city. And, you know, this is what I do. And I'm glad you are on the air right now, Vern, because I participated, as well as last year as an elected official, in the Memorial Day Parade.
Uh-huh.
And one thing I've noticed that we all know about, but we really don't talk about or see, is the acknowledgement of our African-American soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who served. In our country, to do the same as any other soldier. And I spoke to the person who's in charge. It should be in the paper what I'm talking about today, right now.
Right.
But I spoke to the person in charge. His name is Vince Grimaldi. And
Grimaldi.
Does he organize the parade?
He organizes the parade and everything. And as soon as he saw me, he must have known what I was going to say, because he said to me, I would love to see more African-American people participate in the parade. And I said, well, we should acknowledge some African-American soldiers.
Right.
You know, and then you would see that, you know,
right,
as long as there is some type of acknowledgement, you know, we will have some type of unity, because you can't just salute certain people and say they're not showing up, you know, invite them.
find out that information. So that is going to be my next project for the upcoming year, for next year's Memorial Day. And I want all our African-American, black, colored people to come reach out to SBK, reach out to me, and give me some history of your family who served in the war, who served in the Army, who served in the Navy, who served for the United States of America. And let's get that information out there, and let's have them presented and walk in the parade and acknowledge our people as well.
Vern, maybe you can have them on your radio show and tell those stories too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm all for it. The only thing about it is that I just got out of work. Like, on Memorial Day is one of the days that I actually work. Most jobs offer you a really good deal if you come to work on Memorial Day. Like time and a half on a floater.
Good for you, Bert.
Yeah, so I just got off of work, and I was just catching the show. I seen that Tiffany was on.
Awesome.
Like I said, you guys do a great job. Tiffany, anything I could do to help, just let me know.
Thanks, V.
And,
bro.
Listen, ladies, keep up the good work, and I'll see you another time.
Cool, thanks for calling
Thanks for calling, Vern.
All right, bye.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Big fan. That's awesome.
Awesome.
I am as well.
Great. Do you guys work together in the community a lot, or how do you guys know each other?
Absolutely.
He's got a couple radio shows.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Sometimes we're so much alike, we just have to work apart.
Uh-huh. Right on.
And but as long as the job is getting done, that's what we are all about.
That's great. So that's great that you have this plan for next Memorial Day, and you know, thinking about that and you sharing that idea, and then thinking about Vern. Are there other people or organizations here in the, either in Hudson or in the region, that you would like to connect with or you know, work with in the future? I know we named a lot of people.
I don't know which ones I'm not even working with.
I know, that's
now.
That's what I was thinking.
Like,
so
tell me if there's one out there that I'm not working with.
Right on.
I'll come after them. I'll go after them.
Good answer.
But you know, everyone that's out there, you know, that is focused on our community and specifically our children, you know, shout outs to all of them, and that the ones that I know of. And if I don't say who you are, it's either because I didn't think of your name or I forgot, or I just don't know.
Right.
You know, definitely all day, shout out to SBK's, the Cilly B. Keith Social Justice Center, who also has a page on Facebook. The Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood, who also has a page on Facebook.
Great.
Kites Nest, Operation Unite, and also the United Way of Columbia and Greene County.
Great.
That's awesome.
Great.
What kind of services does United Way provide here? Do you know?
Well, they provide all sorts of all sorts of services. And as of February 11th of this year, it was announced a proclamation day through the mayor. Mm-hmm. And I was there as well. You can look it up on through the Register Star. It's called the Proclamation 211 Day. So 211, it's a free number provided through the United Way, where you can look for any type of services or resources of help that you may need. And you call it, you put in your zip code,
that's
and then you
great.
Get to speak to an actual person.
Good. Yeah.
To help you. So, and even if you are part of like an organization, or you're creating a project, or you're creating an event and you need some type of funding, you know, you would write a proposal and send it to them, mm-hmm. and they go by the most needed, and they would provide that.
Nice.
That's great.
How do you do this all? What keeps you going? What supports you in doing all this work?
Hey, just the community, my children.
Yeah.
You know, the people that surround me, the people that reach out to me who have no idea who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I just a couple weeks ago, I got a long email from somebody named Kat X. And they were and I appreciate it so much, and they were just acknowledging that when I was on the radio with Tommy Sharp, uh-huh. and I was talking about
Sunday show, right?
Yes, and I was talking about the SWAT team and the canine units and Baltimore and Hudson, and her husband was the actual listener, and he was talking about me to his partner, and she was like, oh, who's that, another liberal or whatever, another person denouncing violence, those elected officials. He was like, no, she was total opposite. She was saying this, that, and third. She was against the dogs and the SWAT, and you know, and she sent me this long email thanking me and supporting me and said if I was to ever run for state office, I have their support.
Right on.
And that was just amazing. Just that's to get great. Emails and messages from basically strangers.
Total strangers, right?
Is great.
Do you think you'll ever want to run for office?
Maybe. Maybe.
Right on.
We'll see. We'll see. But right now, you know, it's stressful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time consuming, but I love it. I love what I do. I love helping people. It's always been in my blood. Mm-hmm. It's been in my nature. Mm-hmm. It's a part of me. And now as an elected official, I get to do it, you know, at a higher level.
Sure.
So I'm honored and grateful for that.
That's awesome. You mentioned the recent Selma screening. Do you have any other plans for screenings or bringing people to speak or anything just to fire people up and inspire them to?
Well, I can't let you know that right now.
But we can look forward to that. Okay.
And Tiffany, are you on the radio every Sunday? Let's give a shout
to
that.
Well, that's what I was doing. I don't know if there's some type of complications. I've been hearing that the show is supposed to either end or new timing, so I don't know. But that's what I was doing for the past year and a half.
Right. I would catch you guys on Sunday. Yeah. Are there any of your favorite shows on WGXC that you want to shout out?
SBK, Barbershop Talks. I don't know the names of the specific shows, but I know Victor Mandolia has a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So shout out to Victor. Shout out to you all, the right Roots. On. I can't say every the whole time. The Roots. Just shout out to WGXC, period, because this station itself, you know, is allowing people from the community to have a voice rather than, you know, when you're on the known radio stations that you're getting a busy signal forever.
Right.
Or you get to talk, but they're not putting you on air.
Right.
So this is the best right here in our city.
I know.
It's open for everyone, and this is great. So shout out to WGXC.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are there any other forums you think are useful for people to know about where their voices can be heard? Your constituents you're pretty accessible. People can just contact you right away. What about meetings or public hearings or meetings, anything that you would recommend folks who want
to? I would recommend people to continue, you know, going on the website, cityofhudson.org. If you don't have any access to the internet, just call City Hall or talk to your alderman and ask and find out when these committee meetings are taking place and just show up. And if you are not able to show up, reach out to your older person. Mm-hmm. Send them the information that you want them to talk about at the committee or at the council.
Right.
Right.
And do you find that you are able to, like at these meetings, are you able to take as much time as you need? Say if you had like a huge list of things that you needed to get voiced from your people in the second ward, do you have all the time that you need, or do you find that you have to really condense stuff? Or
I mean, you always have to make time, right? Because we have to make time for yourself just to live for that day. Yeah. So, you know, you always have to make time. I mean, I'm just that type of person. I just go around talking to everybody, you know. And then I'll tell you after I finish chewing off your ear. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors.
That's awesome.
Spread the word.
So great. So great what you do.
Well, someone texted me and said, let it be known you are a majority leader on the council, so okay.
Awesome. Right on.
Okay, I'm the majority leader on the council.
So great. It's so great what you do for folks here in Hudson. Tiffany, thank you for, you know, putting out all that work and all that effort. You're just built for it. You're made for it.
I mean, it's hard work, don't get me wrong, you know, and I'm just glad from the support that I have from my family.
It's great.
And my fiance.
Congratulations. You
know, but I'm just happy for that. You know, I try to keep my children in just a lot of different programs so they're not home like, where's mom?
Sure.
She's at another meeting.
Right.
So I have them, you know, in different varieties of programs and just different things to keep them involved so we're all coming home around the same time.
Nice. That's great. Are there any specific ones that your kids are really feeling right now in Hudson that you want to
Everything. Share. They participate in Atlas Jiu-Jitsu with the Bingley Steph Circus.
Right, cool.
That's great.
The basketball teams, they do softball on basketball. I don't know the names, but they do softball.
Great.
Yeah, they're involved in everything. The young one, he loves to tap dance with the Operation Unite.
Amazing.
My daughter does the hip-hop dancing. She does the trapeze. My son is working with the YES program.
Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Kites Nest, they basically work with other children. So it's good.
That's great.
That's good.
Is there anything that you'd like to say or inspire people, or if there's any resources or help that you especially need at this time with all these projects you've got going on? Are there any requests you'd want to make of the community?
I would love volunteers all the time. Volunteers are always needed. With this project that I'm coming up, I'm looking for some funding for, you know, the mural, because I want it to stand out. And I don't want it to fade away with, you know, a few weeks or a month or so. I want it to stand out and be there. So just that, and just get people more involved. Show up to the meetings, speak up, speak to your older person, and just get more involved.
Great. Great.
That's everywhere.
Like you.
Everywhere.
Involved everywhere.
Just, you know, like I did a clothing drive.
Great.
Just get involved everywhere. You know, like I said at that the movie showing for Selma, when the movie was over, because it was a mixed crowd, it was people that were not residents of Bliss Towers, as well as people who are residents of Bliss Towers. And like I told all of them before we get off the air, don't just speak to each other here. Make sure you speak to each other outside of here. If you see each other up Warren Street, by the corner store, wherever, ShopRite. Hello, how are you? Introduce yourselves. And they was quiet for a while, and I said, I don't hear anyone introducing themselves. And then I heard, hi, my name is. So, you know, do the same thing right here in the city of Hudson, because I know people walk by and say hello. But get to know your fellow person, see what's needed, and just get involved.
Thank you so much,
Beautiful.
Tiffany.
Thanks
for
so
having
much.
Me.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Vern Cross, for calling in.
Yeah, and our next show is Monday, June 22nd from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WJXC. And you can check our Facebook page, Roots Runners Rhizomes, Health and Healing from the Underground. We've posted the Women's Health Project page, and we'll post a link to this show. So if you just caught the tail end of it and want to hear all that Tiffany has to say, we'll post that on there. And thanks again for coming on, and thanks for all the work you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.